This is the Texas Standard. I'm Nathan Bernier in for David Brown. At its height, the Democratic slate of candidates for the 2020 presidential election was the most diverse ever assembled. Now the three remaining leading candidates are all white, and the leading woman, Elizabeth Warren, is assessing whether to keep campaigning. She's in third place with 65 delegates to Joe Biden's 595 and Bernie Sanders' 528 delegates. And to some corners of the party, that winnowing has cranked up the volume on calls for a woman to be the vice presidential candidate for the Democrats. And Erin Haynes has been writing about it. She's editor at large for The 19th, a nonprofit news organization that covers gender and politics. Erin, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
For this story, you spoke with a number of women who are activists, who are voters, who are campaign managers. What case did they make as far as the imperative for Joe Biden or Bernie Sanders to select a running mate who's a woman?
Well, the women that I talked to are frustrated, right? We had the most diverse field that we ever had a year ago as this primary began, including a record six women. And, you know, a year later, there is just a vanishing path for any woman. And so with that being the case, you know, they're pivoting and saying, well, if it's not going to be this year for a woman to make history as president, a woman could still make history as vice president. There's never been a woman vice president either. And so two old white men on the ticket, or two white men on the ticket, period, is really not an option for the majority of the electorate. And they are saying that putting a woman in that position makes sense because somebody on the ticket would be there who has the lived experience of more than half of our population.
Right. Well, from the Democrats he spoke to, I mean, did you get the sense that the VP pick has enough weight to keep them from voting for the Democratic nominee or choosing the Democratic nominee more than even the policies espoused by the candidate?
Well, I think, you know, all Democrats, and that includes women who are Democrats, are saying that their top priority this cycle is defeating Donald Trump. And they feel like the way to do that, the way to oust an incumbent president, and this president in particular, is to really have record turnout, the kind of turnout that comes when voters are energized, when voters are galvanized. And so what are the criteria that are going to do that? And certainly somebody who energizes women is one of the things that Democrats are saying is a way to achieve that. And so putting a woman, but not just any woman, as these people told me, could be a way to potentially really, really energize that part of the party.
Some key words you just said there, not just any woman. Are there names surfacing that seem to be drawing more attention?
Absolutely. So, you know, what I'm hearing is that woman, person of color, preferably both, from a lot of people. And that's from women of all backgrounds. Senator Kamala Harris of California and Stacey Abrams, who ran for the governor of Georgia in 2018 and only narrowly lost her election. Both of those women have a national profile, both dynamic and accomplished Black women whose names keep coming up a lot for that slot. But also, I mean, any of the women who were just in this most recent 2020 primary cycle, Senator Klobuchar, who just dropped out of the race after South Carolina, Senator Gillibrand, who had to drop out last year. Obviously, Senator Elizabeth Warren is still in the race, but should she decide to suspend her campaign, her name is certainly high on the list for a lot of people. And you know, for the supporters of these women who are disappointed, you know, that they were not able to make it to a nomination, being able to still cast a ballot for them in this way is something that feels not necessarily like a consolation, but it's something that would still make them feel satisfied in this cycle.
Erin Haynes is editor-at-large for The 19th, a nonprofit news organization covering gender and politics. We'll have a link to her Washington Post story on women and the vice presidency at texasstandard.org. Erin, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And you're listening to The Texas Standard.